Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today we have a special book for you. The book is called Know What to Answer, Weekly Spiritual Insights that Strengthen Jewish Identity. And it's written by Rabbi Ben-Zion Kravitz. And it offers these weekly spiritual insights that aim at strengthening Jewish identity in the face of theological challenges. And Rabbi Kravitz joins us now on the line. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us here in the Chai FM book slot on The Home Run. What motivated you to write this book now? And what's the most common question that Jews still don't know how to answer?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm speaking to you actually from Jerusalem, and I'm very happy to be here. I wrote this book because, unfortunately, among the many Christians who are our friends, there are even more who have decided to target Jews for conversion. And some of them are funding groups like Jews for Jesus, who spend probably $20 million a year worldwide targeting Jews in what I personally consider a very deceptive manner, by misquoting Bible passages, mistranslating them, masquerading themselves within the guise of Jewish tradition, calling their priests or their ministers rabbis, their places of worship synagogues, when they're really churches. So rather than write a book that simply went verse by verse in the Bible, each one that they quote and what our answer is, I thought it was more important to strengthen Jewish identity and make people stronger so that they would be less susceptible to the overtures of anyone that challenges their faith. So that was the goal behind the book, and it has been tremendously successful. Many bookstores in Israel are carrying it. Amazon in America and all over the world is selling it. And the model is very positive and very spiritual.
Rabbi, it's worth mentioning, I didn't mention it in your intro, that you are the founder of Jews for Judaism. And when you were talking about Jews for Jesus, it reminded me of when I was at school, which is, I'm dating myself, some 35 years ago. There was a representative from Jews for Jesus who came to talk to us. And for maybe 20 years afterwards, I used to get brochures and pamphlets from them. It's a group that just doesn't give up targeting Jewish people. I want to go back to the question I asked you at the beginning. What is the most common question that Jews still don't know how to answer?
Well, one of the most common questions that missionaries like to ask is they ask Jewish people if they have a personal relationship with God. Since those words are not in the vernacular of the way we normally speak, it leaves a Jewish person, they're off guard. So they don't have an answer. What does that mean? So when you don't have an answer, it opens the door for the missionary to provide their point of view, which is that you can only have a personal relationship with God by believing in Jesus. Now, obviously, in Judaism, we're talking about a religion and a people that have survived for thousands of years against every enemy that tried to destroy us. If that's not a personal relationship with God, I don't know what is. Of course, we have a personal relationship with God. We just don't use that term. Some more traditional Jews might talk about having experiences of divine providence, or hashgacha pratit, as it's called, where they felt that something happened that was went against statistics and it had to be some kind of divine intervention. But to say that we don't have a relationship with God is very insulting.
Rabbi, can you share a moment when a well-placed answer truly shifted someone's perspective or brought them back to their Jewish roots?
Sure. My book is full of stories. You know, the book is based on each portion of the Torah and the holidays, and it combines an inspiration and a story and an answer to something the missionaries might say. Years ago, I was on a college campus with another rabbi, and he whispered in my ear that the young woman who was speaking to us at the table was a Jew for Jesus. She actually called herself a Messianic Jew. was part of the tactics to not mention Jesus or mention that they believe he's God and simply focus on the fact that they think he's the Messiah, which isn't really honest. They go beyond believing that he is the Messiah. They believe he's God incarnate in a body and part of the Trinity. So when I heard that, I asked the young lady if she was Jewish, and she said yes. And I said, do you go to synagogue? She said, oh, I go to a Messianic synagogue. I'm a Messianic Jew. So I looked at her and I said, oh, I'm a Messianic Jew also. So she said, pre or post, which I thought was a great comeback. So I said, well, I'm pre. I'm still waiting for Mashiach to come. The world is still not a world full of peace. We're not all free of servitude in the world. Even if we talk currently, there's riots in California that are going, making the world crazy. But she said she's post. She thinks Messiah already came. So I said, look, we have something in common. At least we believe that there's something called Mashiach. Do you want to talk? We sat down for 4.5 hours. And subsequently, she came to our home for several Shabbatot, staying in our house and enjoying Shabbat. And eventually, I was able to go through all the different passages that she thought were referring to Jesus. And I demonstrated that they were all either taken out of context or mistranslated from the original Hebrew. But simultaneously, I was showing her that Judaism is a spiritual and warm and fulfilling and meaningful religion. That's a lie.
Rabbi, many Jews feel unprepared to explain their identity or beliefs. We don't necessarily, I mean, I don't have the knowledge you do. What's the first step in becoming more confident and articulate?
I think the first step is that a person should feel confident within themselves and proud of their Jewish identity and know that there are resources to turn to. Once they know that, they don't have to be, you know, you don't have to be the best swimmer if you know there's a lifeguard. You know there's a lifeguard at the pool. As long as you know that there are people that you can turn to for advice and for guidance, then you can feel more confident. But you have to realize the most important thing to do is not to think that you're going to memorize all the Bible passages. The most important piece of advice that I could give is that for people to think critically. Mm-hmm. If someone approaches you, whether it's a coworker or someone that you meet on the street, just because they present an argument that sounds correct doesn't mean it is. Mm-hmm. It means you haven't heard an answer to it. Step back. Say, excuse me, I'll get back to you after I research it. I want to get a second opinion, maybe a third opinion. This is the smartest and wisest thing that we could advise Jews of any age. Don't get trapped into thinking you have to believe what they say just because you don't have an answer. Take the time to check it out and do research. That's why our website and our YouTube channel is being used by millions of people are turning to it for resource.
Rabbi Ben-Zion Kravitz, the founder of Jews for Judaism, who's written what sounds like a remarkable book, Know What to Answer. Thank you so much for chatting with us here on Chai FM.